Coming up, University of Iowa is adjusting its plans to renovate its baseball stadium. And later, trails turn small towns into sanctuaries for cyclists. Plus, proposed state tax incentives designed to entice billion-dollar economic development projects to Iowa just need Governor Kim Reynolds' signature to become law. Welcome to the Wednesday, April 17th edition of the Gazette Daily News Podcast. This podcast gives quick bites from the latest headlines coming out of the Gazette newsroom. I'm Bailey Chihan. First, plans to renovate University of Iowa's Duane Bank Stadium have been revised. Instead of the originally proposed $27.4 million major renovation of the 50-year-old baseball stadium, the revised project proposal is a fifth of the original cost. Originally, the plan was to improve the press box, expand and upgrade seating, add a renovated sprinkler system and a new clubhouse, and expand restrooms and concessions with ADA-compliant ramps, seats, bathrooms, and an elevator. The current proposal would instead build a 2,365-square-foot standalone clubhouse next to the first baseline's dugout. The focus is on existing team and locker room accommodations that are used before and after practices and games. The proposal will go before the Board of Regents next week. According to Regent documents, quote, practice and game day support spaces for the team lack proper meeting space, restroom accommodations, ventilation, heating, cooling, and insulation, end quote. If approved, the project would start in the fall and finish in spring of 2025. It would be paid for with athletics revenue and donations. UI Athletics looked into moving Duane Banks Field to a new location, but found that it would have cost more than renovations. Duane Banks Field is located along Stadium Drive between Kinnick Stadium and Carver Hawkeye Arena. The field was established in 1974. In 2002, former Hawkeye and Major League player Cal Eldred donated $245,000 for new lights. Between 2014 and 2015, the field surface was replaced by AstroTurf when a state-of-the-art video board was installed. In a statement, Iowa Athletics Director Beth Goetz said, quote, this step in the renovation process allows us to prioritize improvements that directly impact the student athletes. We look forward to designing the next phase of this project and appreciate the support of our donors as we continue to enhance the experience at Duane Banks Field, end quote. This next story was originally published in the Gazette's inaugural cycling guide. Find a link to the full cycling guide in this episode's description. The guide tells stories of the businesses, people, and local efforts that have made the corridor a cycling destination. Eastern Iowa's growing number of trail connections is turning small towns into cyclist sanctuaries. The trails are boosting business in the small towns they pass through. For example, Ely has become a weekend destination for riders thanks to the Cedar Valley Nature Trail. In 2010, the trail connected to downtown Ely. In 2020, a continuation of the trail connected Ely to Solon. So, the city has started a downtown revitalization project to increase bike parking and amenities, like water refilling and bike repair stations. This includes new public parking lots opening by Dan and Debbie's Creamery and Ely City Park. Ely City Administrator L.D. Miller said before the trail, the city had high turnover on businesses because they struggled to stay open. Now, Miller said businesses have had to prepare to be able to handle the summer boom of cyclists. Plus, trails are boosting infrastructure. Miller said, quote, the trail definitely has redefined our community over the past 10 years, not just keeping businesses open, but just how we're planning for the future, end quote. For example, Ely is looking at changing subdivision ordinances, making it a priority to connect new residential developments to the trails. Plus, trails provide safe, paved connections for those commuting to work. Read the full story or explore the full cycling guide at the link in this episode's description. On Tuesday, state lawmakers approved a $93 million package of state tax incentives designed to attract billion-dollar economic development projects to Iowa. The proposal is awaiting Governor Kim Reynolds' signature to become law. The proposed incentive program was designed by Iowa's Economic Development Agency. It would be made available to projects in Iowa that invest at least $1 billion and span at least 250 acres. Projects would be required to be primarily engaged in advanced manufacturing, biosciences, or research and development. Additionally, a project would be required to create jobs that pay at least 140% of the qualifying wage and provide comprehensive benefits to each employee. Finally, a project cannot have a record of violations as determined by the State Economic Development Agency. The incentives would include an investment tax credit, a sales tax refund on construction costs, and a withholding tax credit on wages. According to projections from Iowa's Legislative Services Agency, the program would cost Iowa $93 million in its first year. At full implementation, it would cost between $18 and $19 million. Local governments could provide property tax relief as extra incentive. The planned $576 million Google data center in Cedar Rapids will not be eligible for the program because it does not project a $1 billion investment, and it doesn't qualify under the category of eligible industries. Last year, Iowa Economic Development Authority Director Debbie Durham told the Gazette that Iowa missed out on attracting a large solar energy manufacturer because it lacked the incentives like the ones in this proposal. During a Senate debate Tuesday, Iowa Senator Bill Dotzler, a Democrat from Waterloo, said that the company went to Louisiana instead. Dotzler said, quote, "It's unfortunate that this delay occurred, but I know the Economic Development Authority are working on some projects here in Iowa, and I really hope that this will entice them to land here in Iowa," end quote. The proposal unanimously passed the Iowa Senate Tuesday, and it passed the House earlier this year, 89-4. Now it awaits consideration from Governor Reynolds. Find a link to each of today's featured stories in this episode's description or at thegazette.com. Now let's take a look at the weather in Cedar Rapids. Today will be cloudy. Anticipate a high of 61 degrees and a low of 44 degrees. More rain is expected for Thursday. Highs will be in the mid-50s, with lows reaching the mid-30s. Thank you for listening to the Gazette Daily News Podcast. Stay updated with the latest Eastern Iowa news at thegazette.com. I'm Bailey Cheehan.